It is that time again. In fact, you're 20 minutes late. It's time for us to get started. We've got quite an agenda. And the first item for us to do is to approve the agenda. And let me tell you, what I want to do is to consider the times in parentheses as guides and not locked in. And if you look at your agenda, we've got a carryover from last night, and that is the LSB Chair's report. And I'd like your permission to reduce their time to 7 minutes instead of the 15 minutes each that I had originally scheduled because of a time problem. I also like to insert in the agenda a full auditor's report following the LSB Chair's report. And that will probably take up to an hour. The rest of the agenda will follow as is, except at the end of the committee reports, I'm going to insert the word others in case there are some other committees that have some reports that I'm not aware of. With that, I'd like to get approval of this revised agenda. You have, Dave? Speak into the mic if they can hear you.
We had discussed having
still not
Mike.
Says it's on.
Hello.
You can hear try the red mic. See if that works.
I'll just talk loud. We had talked about having time for the technology committee.
Yeah. Yes.
I would like to ask that we allocate half an hour to actually the Committee of Inclusion itself hasn't met, but the issues that they were to have dealt with were race and nationality were the subject of 4 hours at the last meeting, so I think we could use about half an hour to update that and see where things are at and look at some possible next steps.
So well, isn't that also going to be covered with the Finance Committee report?
Partially, but not fully. There's
well, I would suggest that we not allocate a specific length of time, but if you want to put that as a subject, let's do that.
Okay, and one other thing. In light of Dan Coughlin's announcement, I think we need to extend the amount of time for his report so that both he can talk about any ideas he has on transition and that we can start thinking about an interim ED and a search committee.
As I said yesterday, that time will be expanded to at least an hour. That's the reason I'm very careful that we shepherd our time this morning and be as concise as possible so that we can get through this entire agenda. Can I get a
motion?
Sorry,
one more thing. Yeah. Maybe I missed this last night, but did we already agree that tomorrow morning we'll deal with Dan's request for guidance from this board as to the document inspection issue that has come up?
No. In fact, if you look at Sunday, it says any unfinished business, and that will be included at that time. Yes.
Mr. Chair,
the mics still aren't working, except mine.
I just wanted to say that I still wanted to somehow ask if we can insert this film, maybe at the end, maybe before we adjourn, uh-huh. And then people can just sit and watch it. It's 37 minutes, and the film is called Voices in Wartime.
Well, make sure it's set up so that when we stop our business, you can have it run, and people want to see it can look at it.
Point of information, about today or tomorrow? Today. And at lunchtime or at the end of the day?
Speak into the mic.
I had requested this yesterday early about the possibility of showing this DVD called Voices in Wartime, and it's not a war movie or documentary. It's really a piece that deals with how we all deal with war, and something that we're hoping that will be passed around through the network.
Well, if I may, I'm all for it. It's just that we have, I believe that we have something set up to visit the station, and there's a reception for us after that.
And
so I was concerned.
Ray, why don't you tell us
any
what time
social activities? Could you tell us about that, please?
Yeah, the hospitality committee of our local station board is together with management has organized a reception at 7 p.m. at WBAI, which is 120 Wall Street, east of Water Street. On the 10th floor, and everyone is invited to that. That'll run from approximately 7 to 8 p.m., and then at 8 o'clock there will be a reception with food at actually Ray LaForest Union office, which is 75 Varick Street, V-A-R-I-C-K, just north of Canal Street. You can take the number 1 train to Canal or the A to Canal, and that's on the 14th floor, and that'll go from 8 to 10 p.m. So everyone is invited to both of those events.
And don't forget, it's daylight savings time, right? So we're going to lose an hour. Is that correct?
An hour today?
We're going to spring forward.
Well,
at
tonight.
Spring
hour.
Forward.
Yeah.
Good to get out.
So
we
then
started,
maybe we can do it.
We
at
started
lunchtime.
An hour and a half later.
Yes. Mr. Chair, then is it possible that we can just show it at lunchtime, and people who come filtering in,
yes.
filtering out, they can watch it?
Let's do
but
that.
It really deserves. Your full attention, I would tell you that.
Okay. I need a motion to approve the revised agenda so we can move on.
So moved.
Seconded?
Yes, seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. We begin with the LSB chairs, and I've been asked to put the WBAI later, so we'll start with, yes.
I just have a quick point of information for folks who are just wondering. Both the LSB chair from KPFA, Rosalinda Montes Palacios, and our general manager, Roy Campanella II, they're both having personal emergencies that have prevented them from being at this meeting. So we won't – I don't know that we have an official report. I didn't get anything from Rosalinda, nor did I get anything from Roy. So that's something that we can work on, and hopefully if – for some reason I get a last-minute email, or if one of the board members get a last-minute email from either our chair or our general manager, if you guys could indulge us tomorrow, if we could share a brief report, and I'll check on that, and we'll know tomorrow.
So A is not here, but K, I'm sorry, T is here, W is here, K is here? Okay. Why don't we start with T?
Mr. Chair, I just want. Do we have a secretary?
No. I've just been reminded that we had Rob doing the secretarial function yesterday. We need a new secretary.
Mr. Chair, my laptop's on.
Excellent. Mike is going to do it. He's got his laptop on.
I'm sorry, point of order. That shouldn't we be setting an election today? For
no question today? About that.
So where is that on the agenda?
It has to be the last item before we adjourn for the day.
Okay.
I just want to make it clear that it's just because my laptop's on, that's all.
You don't want any permanency, do you? We're going to have to give some serious thought to this because it's very important.
I just got elected.
Thank you so much for coming up.
Yes.
Is this on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you can hear me when you go. Speak right into it.
Speak right into it. Can you hear me now?
A little bit.
Be closer to it without eating it.
Can we turn the mic up a little bit there? It's up.
It's up. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, great. At T, in the last quarter, we changed a PNB member. We changed an LSB member. We changed the program director, and we put Democracy Now! At 7 o'clock as well as 9. In the coming quarter, we will enter into a search for a program director. We have a $150,000 projected deficit that we are working on, and we have disciplinary issues that are very similar to everybody else's that we will be addressing. But I think that this, and you have a written report from us, I think that this does not capture what I consider to be the most critical changes at T and the most valuable. We are moving from being dominated by contentious arguments over procedure to constructive dialogue about achieving outcomes. And to give you a few examples, one is that we have put together a plan that has been that is being backed by both management and the board. In this effort, we are understanding better what the relative roles are between those two bodies, and we are working to close the gap of the $150,000. We have to have 12 additional fund drive days in order to meet that gap, and we are buying the gap down with specific initiatives, including, to begin with, $11,000 that we netted off of our Amy Goodman event, even though we had only a month to put it together. The Committee of Inclusion has drafted the initial needs assessment. It's thick, it's beautifully written, and Gozy and the committee are to be complimented. I would suggest that it may be a model for LSBs to look at. It is superb. The Community Advisory Board has been meeting and is taking the draft needs assessment under advisement. They have already provided us critical feedback about our committee structure, whether we understand what the missions are, and they are also already putting together outreach strategies for reaching youth and for having bilingual committee meetings. The program council, we are putting it in place. You saw in many emails that there were some discussions and disagreements over procedure in our last board meeting. We addressed those. We delayed the election 1 month, and we extended the nomination period for 2 of 3 categories of program council participants. I would suggest to you a couple of things. One is, in the realm of email, less is more and more is less. And the second thing that I would like to read from is from the Committee of Inclusion. These are, I believe, Ngozi's words. To personify the essence of being inclusive, members of the KPFT COI implicitly and explicitly where necessary agree to conduct its work in a spirit of comradeship, mutual respect and cooperation, and to promote an atmosphere of peace and diversity throughout the organization. These are words to live by.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. We've got about 2 minutes to have dialogue with T. Yes, Mark?
Regarding the, first of all, hats off on the pace and the work that you're doing there. With respect to the program council, there's been a lot of debate, you know, throughout the network on what the role of the program council should be. Is it a group that does programming and then the program director reports to it? Is it an assistant to the program director? How do you envision things at T?
Well, let me tell you that I think the program council is a work in progress. We spent 10 months last year pulling together a proposal that was jointly accepted by the LSB and by the program director. As you can see from all of the email chatter about the elections, we, as we are moving forward with pieces of it, we are encountering new issues, and we're developing consensus around each of those. This is a management committee. It reports to management. The program director serves on it. He is the 13th member. The program director is not automatically the chair, And I believe that it will invent itself in a way that is very similar to the way our cab is inventing itself. And I anticipate that it will be the source of constructive criticism about process, about training, about content, the works.
Could you tell me who the members, what is the composition, the groups?
The position, it is the program director is on it ex officio voting. For our listener members who were self-nominated and then are elected by a combination of the LSB and management, so that is 27 voters. The second group are LSB members, and it is an election that's very similar to the PNB election.
How many?
Four. Three listener and one staff, self-nominated and elected by LSB. And the fourth are staff. And the staff, there are four, again, for staff, self-nominated, elected by staff in an election very similar to the LSB election for staff. And it's two music and two public affairs. And people get to self-select their category, both for voting and for what list you're on.
Thank you.
Ray, and this is the last question.
Yeah, well, I congratulate you on that excellent report. I'm just interested in that, at this point, $150,000 shortfall. Can you
projected.
Okay. Can you tell us what the dynamics are and if you've seen changes already?
Sure. Oh, absolutely, we've seen changes already. The dynamics are that our first fund drive this year fell short 7% of the projected of the budget, and the second fund drive fell short 20%. So changes are occurring in the programming. The first of them was DN7. Democracy now at 7 as well as 9. And additional changes are being looked at in review of the entire program because that is obviously the product, and giving a critical look at the product is the first goal. Then we put together a 6x25 type, a 6-point proposal for how to buy down the deficit, and that includes cost savings, which some have already been achieved or identified, major donors, grants, a special fundraising event, and alternative activities such as Amy Goodman counted as one of the alternative activities. We have got a Kroger card type of thing. We have vehicles for charity. We have a spare change initiative that we're looking at, things like that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Is Kay here?
Of course.
Of course.
The name is Don.
I know that.
First of all, I want to just thank WBAI for the hospitality. In a moment, I'm going to change my T-shirt from K to WBAI New York. We're having a great time here. I want to report that we believe that the KPFK... I'm sorry? Oh, the microphone. We believe the KPFK signal area is in relatively good shape, not without problems, not without things we have to work on. The board, I believe, in Los Angeles reflects to a large degree the diversity of our signal area. We're pleased with the diversity, but we're not happy that Filipinos, Koreans, Native Americans are not yet reflected on that board, and we feel real commitment to do outreach and to expand the diversity on our board. We've opened up the positions of secretary and treasurer of our board to non-elected LSB members, and we are getting candidates who are applying. We have two excellent pro tem officers in those positions now, but listener sponsors are now involved in the race for those two seats, which I believe will be at our April 16th meeting. We're also getting applicants now to serve on our committees. In the Los Angeles PNB, there was a little outbreak of dissatisfaction from our listener sponsors and listeners. We've directly faced that, passed board motions to open up those committees, and people now are getting involved in those committees. I think our process is imperfect, and I think we need to extend the time that they have the opportunity to apply for those committees. But that is being worked on. We have an excellent relationship, collaborative relationship with our general manager, a very hard-working general manager who reflected this recently and staying up almost all night to help us finalize the PNB financing, the CPB financing through our report from the Community Advisory Board. Speaking of the Community Advisory Board and the Interim Program Council, there are still problems in working out the relationship between the LSB and those two bodies and getting them up and working effectively. The membership of the Community Advisory Board looks very good on paper. Our commitment and our challenge in Los Angeles is to get that CAB actually working on a meeting by meeting, very, very committed way, so that the general manager has the input from the CAB that she needs to do the work around, especially CPB funding. We had an in-service with all, well, not all, but many of the board members there, the management. We worked a lot on the technology and the vision that we have for the Signal area. That in-service was much like a retreat, and it focused a lot on the new technology that people are concerned about and opening up more airtime. A new program has just been initiated, KPFK, by a collective of African-American women, and we believe one of our commitments and one thing we're very interested in is to do grid planning that opens up new spaces for new programming and allows independent producers in the community to get their independently produced documentaries on the air. The station raised $1.04 million in 13 days, and we believe that over $1 million fund drive in 13 days reflects an increasing commitment and loyalty of our listener sponsors. But we're not satisfied with those demographics. We're not satisfied with those demographics. So one of the commitments is to do outreach to campuses and to young people and get that listener sponsor base more diverse, especially in age and in communities who are listening. We're very interested in the financial transparency, and our LSB, and I believe everyone at KPFK, is interested in the initiatives in the Finance Committee to allow surplus money raised at stations above the goals that are set to remain in those stations. The GM, the LSB, almost everyone is committed to increasing the effectiveness and enriching our news department, and especially around the issue of local news coverage. And because of that, we have about $24,000 we need for stringers through a collaborative effort. The GM, the LSB, and a search committee identified two excellent co-news directors. So we have two new co-news directors in the newsroom. But what they need is the infrastructure to put people out in the field with PACs and so on, and to cover that news in local communities. And
could we stop you so we can have 2 minutes a dialogue?
Yeah, okay. Let me just take 20 minutes. Okay, no.
20 seconds.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. That's right. No, I meant 20 minutes. No. Okay, we've set a town hall meeting date. The board may not even be aware of this. The chair has actually, secured a venue for a town hall meeting the last Saturday in May. We have a new development director, and we commend the GM for that new development director. And she is moving and has plans to expand the raising of funds for our Signal area above fund drives. Let's see. Okay, I think I can end there. I do want to say that the board at its last meeting passed a motion to provide Spanish translation to listener sponsors who come to LSB meetings but who do not speak English. And we think that this is a reflection of the diversity on our board, where a very strong motion was brought by a Spanish-speaking member of our board, and it had overwhelming support from the board. So if you attend our board meetings in the future, you can listen in both English and
Spanish. 1 minute left.
1 minute. Go ahead.
Who has a question? Yes.
Thank you. That was a very, very good report. Just on the point about member participation in committees, you said that you thought the time to apply should be extended. So, in other words, the system you all have is that if you want to join a committee, you have to put in an application by a certain date, and then it's closed for the rest of the year? Is that the system?
Well, our view is that we want listener-sponsor participation, but we would really like to identify and empower listener-sponsors who want to become members. And we'd like to have some consistency in that membership so that other listener sponsors can go to them and say, you're representing, well, we all represent listener sponsors because we've all been elected by them. But we do feel, and the motion that was passed, that was presented by Lydia Brasson of our LSB, was that there would be a period where listener sponsors could identify the committee they want to participate in, actually make application. And then if there are more applicants, then we can accommodate, because we still believe that listener sponsors and board members should be pretty much equal in membership, that they would be determined through a process of, you know, some process at the board level. But you're right, there is a process for application and then seating listener sponsors as members, and then they would serve for the rest of that term.
Thank you so much. Uh-huh. W.
I have a question.
Sorry. We ran out of
quickly,
time.
Maybe it's not fair to ask you that question, considering the amazing report you just gave us in terms of including the Latino community. I was looking at a grid set up by Max Blanchard of KPFA, and there's not one indigenous woman toward the system elected anywhere. Mm-hmm. There's one man, and that's only at WBAI.
Yes.
In terms of East Asians, there's nobody at all except at KPFA.
Yes.
So what are you doing to bring the members of this community that I know exist in your area?
Yes, I think this is an excellent question, because in my notes, I do not have just Filipinos, Koreans. I have Native Americans and Asian. We were very disappointed because we had one or two excellent candidates for the LSB, several who did not get elected. I think it's important to expand the programming to these communities so that those communities believe that this asset, this treasure of KPFK, means something to them. Now, the Korean community now has a proposal that they're putting forward for a program. Some of it, not monolingual, but somewhat bilingual in Tagalog. Did I say Korean?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's the Filipino. It's the Bayan and People's Corps. It's the Filipino. I'm sorry? No, excuse me. Excuse me. Listen, you don't make a mistake like that and get away with it. So they're putting forward the People's Corps and Bayan in Los Angeles. They're putting forward a proposal for a program. Native Americans are not represented in the governance. They do not really, with the exception, I think, of one person, they do not really show up for meetings and so on. I think the only way to really do this is to expand the programming so when activists go to those communities, they can really say, we're being heard. Our voices are now being heard. And that's going to happen in the Filipino community if they do get a program on KPFK. They're going to be able to go to their community and say, listen, at this time, at this date, and that will increase and really engender in that community more of an interest, and it should then produce candidates for governance.
It'll be really quick. Just when we think about meetings, just the last Saturday of May is Memorial Day weekend. So just if we could just be stronger. Like, we often put meetings on days like our Easter COI meeting that people just can't make. So just we should consider that in our organizing.
Devia. Thank you, Blue.
Chair, can you hear me?
I think you better.
You're taller than Don. Yeah.
Slides down.
Yeah.
How's that?
They're both big men, really.
All right. How's that?
Okay.
I'm Jim Brown, chair of the WPFW local station board. We began our year this year with a retreat where we took the entire LSB out for an all-day retreat. We hired a professional facilitator who worked with us on a variety of issues. And at the end of the day, we came out with a set of goals that we all agreed upon. And that sort of, to give you an idea, we decided to, number one, conduct regular scheduled meetings with our music and public affairs programmers and with management. We also decided to develop a comprehensive outreach plan to increase the listenership and membership of the station. Even though our fund drives indicate each year that we are growing in terms of our ability to raise funds and so forth, because we exceed our goals each time, we still want to continue with more outreach activities that will allow us to grow the station. This year we are planning 4 town hall meetings, at least 4, maybe more. We are planning some special events that would involve the use of our programmers as well as LSB members. I must add that just by being here this weekend and hearing the different ideas that the other stations are having, it's given us some new ideas too as to how we will improve our station's outreach activities. One of the other things that we did this year, WPFW provided valuable community service for our DC taxi cab drivers who were on strike because they wanted to avert a fast-track legislative ploy by the city to impose actions on them that they would not, that they didn't agree upon. And what we did was one of our LSB members actually provided us with the needed information to report on, and he provided information to our public affairs and our newspaper, and we were able to devote airtime to that issue, which really affected how the city council voted on that particular issue. A second activity was the one centering around the new baseball stadium. Most of you heard that D.C. is getting a new baseball team, and the city council had the mayor had entered into a deal that would really cause our local people or our taxpayers to spend or to fund the building of that station. So we decided to take a position, and we devoted 6 hours of airtime to that issue, and also produced a PSA, more like a commentary, that really affected the way in which the city council voted on that project. The other things that we were considering doing as far as our LSB committees are concerned, we decided to leave the same committee structure that we had last year in place, but we also decided not to allow for grandfathering so that we could allow new members to become members of those committees that would allow them to be able to participate in areas of their interest. Our community advisory board consists of 9 members of diverse ethnic backgrounds. They recently held their first meeting, elected officers, and decided on their meeting frequency. Their next meeting is going to be May 2nd, and at that time, we'll start to define how we mean LSB and the Community Advisory Board and work together.
Could we, your 5 minutes are up, and we've got 2 minutes for questions. You want
to? Just one last statement. We as LSB chairs or as LSB are on the front line of action. And we are on the front line of action for the foundation. And we would like to know that we have the PNB support on any action we take against anyone that's not acting in the best interest of the foundation. So we're asking that you consider that for us.
Any questions?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Could you repeat that last statement that you mentioned? Sorry, it's just like that was like that we would support any action taken against anyone.
Here's what we actually saying. We're saying that.
Sorry, just needed that restated. I may have a question following up.
Okay, I said we as LSB Cheers are on the front line of action for the foundation, and we would like to know that we have the PNB's support on any action we may take as it relates to anyone who is doing anything that against the actual mission of
on our board. Just a question through the chair.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Such broad brushes are something that I'm really scared of. So I don't think you can get my consent just like that. It's kind of like, you know, Bush talking about the USA Patriot Act and, you know, with all the broad brushes in it. So I'd be careful with such language, just my own recommendation. You do have my support if... you know, the mission statement, the due process, everything was involved in this. But any action, that's way too broad of a brush. Sorry.
Yes, Don.
Question, did you have anyone in mind right now?
No.
Jim, this is Dan.
Yes.
Jim, this is Dan.
Yeah.
Is this a statement from all five LSB chairs?
No, this is... a statement from me. I have not discussed it.
Oh, okay.
William, and then Wendy.